As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Mindset is everything. Your mindset, your beliefs are what will determine your entire life, your actions, your behaviors, what you do and what you don't do. It will determine the course, the direction you take in your life. And it wasn't until I identified and recognized and became aware of my mindset and how it was holding me back, I was able to change everything from that day forward. Because what I'm going to share with you is going to help you identify and realize why you're struggling financially, why you don't have the money that you want, why you don't have the wealth, the abundance, the body, the freedom, the prosperity that you really want in your life. And once you know that and you know the solution to it, you can shift your thinking to direct yourself on focusing more on the mindset that will get you to where you want to go. Sometimes when you shift your mindset, you don't see the immediate benefit from that. It's not till several weeks, months, or years you really start to see the benefit of a different level of thinking, a different mindset. First, you got to understand what drives human behavior. Human beings are driven by the need to avoid pain and the desire to gain pleasure. We'll do almost anything to avoid pain. And that's what we call procrastination, is that you know that something can benefit you. There's pleasure there in starting a business, the freedom, the lifestyle, what it can give you, but you're held back because the pain is so much greater than what the pleasure provides. You're linking in your mind, there's pain to doing it. That's why you're not doing it. And the human mind is going to do anything to try to avoid that pain. It's going to procrastinate, it's going to put it off, it's going to do things that are a lot more easier, more comfortable, more convenient to avoid enduring that pain. So what is the pain? We got to take a step back. What is the pain that you associate to doing the thing that you know you want to do that would bring a lot of benefit to your life? One thing I'm going to mention is I'm not really a fan of those two words going together, hard work, because it presupposes that work has to be hard. And that's not true. I think work might be hard at the beginning. You've never done it before. It might be difficult or challenging for you to do. It might be beyond your comfort zone, your threshold, your current capacity of what you can do. So therefore, it might be hard or difficult. Maybe at the beginning, you link pain to the process of doing it. And so it requires work and pushing yourself and discipline and willpower to do it. But that's not really sustainable long-term. I believe there's two different types of motivation. There's push motivation, and then there's pull motivation. Push is when you link pain to doing it, and you gotta push yourself.
You got to push yourself to go to the gym. You got to push yourself to go to work each day. You got to push yourself to work on your business. You can push yourself for only so long before you get burnt out. That's not sustainable. What makes it sustainable is pull motivation, which is when you link pleasure to going to the gym, to working, going to work each day, to working on your business, to doing those things. When you link pleasure to it, whatever gets rewarded, it gets repeated and it gets reinforced. And it'll pull you towards doing it more. It becomes a positive addiction. Now, it's not to say you can't have fun in the moment, you can't enjoy yourself. Of course, you gotta do that. But most people, they overdo it. Most people, they're not thinking ahead and they're not thinking about their future. And what happens is there's a huge consequence to that. That if you're not thinking ahead in your life, that even though right now you're having fun, everything's great, what's gonna happen years from now when you've neglected to take care of your body? You're gonna be overweight. Or you might get cancer or heart disease because you're just living for the moment, eating and drinking and doing what you wanted that was giving you pleasure, but you weren't thinking ahead and doing the things that would allow yourself 5 years from now to have the health, the vitality, the well-being that you really want. Or right now today, just by you spending time playing video games or watching movies and just trying to live for the pleasure, the consequence of that is that 5 years from now, you know, maybe you're gonna struggle financially. Maybe you're not gonna have enough savings to be able to retire. Maybe you're not gonna have the finances to be able to take care of your family or take care of your loved ones and live a more secure life. It could be more challenging later for you. So the question that I have for you is this. Are you willing to do what's hard and difficult today in your life? And by doing so, you're setting up yourself and your future for easiness and comfort? Or are you willing to do what's comfortable and easy now but face the difficulties and the challenges later? I really learned people that are successful, they're playing offense more than defense. They're focused on taking chances. They're focused on going for it 100%. They're focused on starting a business, investing their money, pursuing their dreams and goals, even at the cost of failure, mistakes, hardships, losing money, losing time. They're willing to embrace that because they're more committed to winning than losing and just trying to protect what they have. People that struggle, I see it all the time, they don't want to spend any of their money on anything. They don't want to invest their money in a business, in their goals, in their dreams. They're so afraid of losing that money. And really what that is that's a scarcity mentality. It's a fear-based mentality. Versus the person that is successful and has that mindset is more of abundance. They have a mindset that if I miss, if I make a mistake, that's okay, I can try again. I can try this, I can do that. You know, they're gonna keep shooting, they're gonna keep having that offense until they eventually start winning. And you will win if you are committed to that and you are on the offense. I remember for me, I trained myself to be able to work 14, 15, 16 hour days. Okay, I did that early on in my career. When I was first starting my business, I really wanted to be successful, I wanted it bad. And I was willing to do that. I was willing to put in the hours, burn the midnight oil, make sacrifices in my life. And by doing that, because I've had many, many days of working 14, 16 hours, I've even had times in my life I worked 2 days straight with no sleep. I pulled many all-nighters in my career. By doing that, guys, it's not that I want to do that forever. I don't do that today. I don't need to. And I'm in a different position in my life. But by doing that, in comparison, when I work an 8 hour day, a 10 hour day, a 5 hour day, it's so much easier because I've already pushed myself beyond that. It's almost like when I have an 8 hour day, I'm lifting like a 10 pound dumbbell, right? Because I built my strength to lift 25 pounds, 30 pound dumbbells. That's been the strength that I've built by pushing myself to those levels that now when I work an 8 hour day, it's nothing, it's easy. It's easy to do a video like this. I've done so much harder. And I've built my muscles, my strength, my capacity, my endurance to be able to do it.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.